Okay, good morning, everybody. Both hotel. We're learning today Shir Le'ili Nishmas Harvey's fathers. His yard site today, Isidore Thurm, Yitzhak Ben Chaim. Shalosh Shavu Aliyah, all the Shalosh Shavu Aliyah for Shavu Aliyah. Okay, good morning. We are on Yud Aleph Omid Beis. We caught up a lot yesterday. We're still a little bit behind. By the two dots, about 15, 20 lines up from the bottom. Okay. Tanan Hossam. We learned over there in a Mishnah. Where is this Mishnah? So this Mishnah is in Talmud. Talmud deals a lot with the morning activities in the Beis HaMikdash. It deals, it's going through a cycle of the day in the Beis HaMikdash, the activities of the Kohanim, how they got chosen, etc. All very interesting Beis HaMikdash related stuff. So in the Korban Talmud Shel Shachris was the whole process. The Kohanim had to go work, they had to do various things. So, welcome back from Eretz Yisrael, Jay. So the Kohanim had to go and have a whole process in the morning. They didn't always have time to daven. They were osek b'mitzvah, like we learned yesterday. Osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. So therefore, they didn't have the opportunity to daven a full davening regular at that time. So what did they do? So Amar Lema Mamuna. Rashi says the Mamuna was the Skan Kohen Gadol, right? He was the person that was like in charge. He's the vice president. He's the assistant Kohen Gadol who would take care of all the things. Kohen Gadol was busy doing various activities. He couldn't run the show, so the Kohen Gadol had his chavit, and he had to do the things that he was doing. So the Vayit Kohen Gadol, the Mamuna, according to Rashi, would be the one that would instruct everybody what to do. Now, others disagree and say the Mamuna was just like a Gabbai Kohen, a person who was in charge of the activities. In any event, he told the Kohanim that were present over there, Baruch Hu, Bracha Achas, go and say one bracha of the Kriya Shema over here. We'll see in a moment which bracha they're referring to. Rashi says, this is Maihi, what is this? Min ha-bracha shalifnei Kriya Shema hu. So they would say one of the two brachas before Kriya Shema, see some achokas, whether they said Yotzer or Ava Rabba. Fine. So that's the first thing to do. The Haim Baruch Hu, they would say that. The Karu, they would also read the Aseres HaDibros, and that would be a question as to whether that's a standard part of the davening. Should we or should we not read the Aseres HaDibros every day? Very interesting discussion. Then they would say Shema Vayim Shema Vayomer. They would say the three parishes of Kriya Shema at that point in time. Note that it was really too early. Even though the Karban Talmud could be shechted from the time of dawn, so they would often shecht it very early in the morning, especially if it was a busy day. Here, however, it was really before the time that you could say Kriya Shema. So they just said Kriya Shema over here, but they weren't really being Yotze with it. And then Ubarchu Esa'om, it doesn't mean over here what the words normally mean, that they would bless the people, but the Kohanim would bless with the Om. Es over here means with, not the. So they would bless the people with, they would bless with the people, not the people. They would say Gimel Brachos. Which three Brachos? They would say Emes V'yatzev. They didn't have time to daven the whole thing. Again, they were very busy doing all the activities that they had to do in the morning for the Karban Talmid. So they would say Emes V'yatzev. They would say the first bracha after the Shema. Then they said the Avoda. Rashi says over here, this is Bishvil Hu Avoda Sh'asu. Because of the Talmid that they were about to do, so they said a bracha over here. Similar to our bracha over, that we have in the Shemoneh Esrei. And they would end it off, Hamakabel Avodas Amo Yisrael Beratzon, or they would end it off, Sh'od Shcho Levad Chabiyir Navo, which is the bracha that we say when we duchen. So, and we change the nusach around a little bit when we duchen. That's, according to Rashi, the second opinion as to what bracha this was. And then they'd say, Birchas Kohanim. This is the Yivarech Hashem, those brachas, according to some. Others say, this is the bracha of Sim Shalom. So again, different opinions as to what this exact bracha was. That's what they would say on a standard weekday. When it was Shabbos, most even bracha achas, lemishmar yotze. They would add on an additional bracha. Gemara will tell us what the nature of this bracha is, because it wasn't a bracha in the sense of baruch atah Hashem. It was really just good wishes that the mishmar that was leaving would say to the mishmar that was coming in. They would switch over the watches on Shabbos, well, divided originally into 8 watches and then to 24 watches. Moshe Rabbeinu divided up to 8, David and Shlomo eventually divided into 24 watches, and these are the 24 Mishmaros, and they would switch off on Shabbos. Group A, the first watch, would have the week they would start coming in and work that week, and then they would switch over. Group 2, the next watch, would take over the middle of Shabbos. So one watch would wish the other watch, the outgoing watch would wish the incoming watch a special bracha. We'll explain all of this in a moment. In any event, the bracha, the Mishmar Yotze, they would give that bracha. Fine, period. That's the end. Now, my bracha achas doesn't go on the statement that we just made, this bracha achas that they gave to the mishmar. This goes back to before. What bracha before the Shemoneh Esrei did they say? My bracha achas. So, kiha, the Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yossi Barava. We see what that bracha is from the following discussion where Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yossi bar Abba iklo lahau asra. They came to a certain place and bar minaya, they asked over there in the base medrash, my bracha achas. So they asked in the base medrash, what bracha is it that they're referring to? Is it Yotzer or is it Ava Rabba? Lo have to be a dayu. The people in the base medrash didn't know. Also shaylul rav masna, lo have to be a dayu. He didn't know either. Also shaylul rav Yehuda, the answer is Yehuda. Why did the Gemara just start off with Rav Yehuda? Welcome back, Steve, as well.
Thank you.
So the Gemara says, why didn't they just start off with Amalei Rav Yehuda? Why is it given up? They asked them, they didn't know. So what's the purpose of telling us that? So I think there's a tremendous mussar over here that we learned earlier in the Masechta already. Don't be embarrassed or afraid to say, I don't know. And I think that maybe the Gemara, my own suggestion, maybe the Gemara wants to put this into practice and say, listen, don't ever be afraid to say, I don't know. It's a very, very important tool. A person shouldn't give wrong answers because I got to give an answer, so I'll make one up. So maybe that's what this is trying to tell us over here. They shouldn't be embarrassed that they went to ask your shayla. You didn't know, so then go ask somebody else. Fine. Amalu. So anyway, Rehuda did know, and he said, this is what I heard. Hachi Amar Shmuel. This is what Shmuel said. Rabbi Yehuda learned first by Rav. When Rav passed away, he went to learn by Shmuel. So we have memories throughout Shas. He says the name of Rav, and sometimes he says the name of Shmuel. So he says, this is what Shmuel said. Ava Rabba. The one bracha that they made over here was Ava Rabba. V'omer Rav Zrika, Amar Rav Ami, it says on the side, Ulai Shigas had the Fusu. I'm not exactly sure what that means. I think it means that maybe the Vav over there doesn't belong there. But I'm really not sure what that means on the side. Anybody has a suggestion, I'd appreciate hearing it. Amar Rav Zrika, Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, Yotzer Or. So Shmuel says that the bracha is Ava Rabba, and ultimately Reish Lakish says that the bracha, they said the one bracha over here is Yotzer Or. Kiyasa Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef came, Amar, Had Rav Zrika, La Beferish Itmar, El Mechol Itmar. Rav Zrika didn't actually say this. We can infer it, but he didn't actually say it. You want to ask what's the difference whether he said it or referred it? If it's right, it's right. What difference does it make? Well, we'll see in a moment why. But he says he didn't actually state it, but it can be inferred from other statements that he made that this is, in fact, Rav Zrika's opinion in the name of Reish Lakish that it was Yotzer Or. How do we know that? The Omer of Zrika, Omer of Ami, Omer of Shimon Lakish. We have the real statement that he definitely said was Zos Omeris. He said this means Brachos ein machmas uzu, that you can only say one of the two brachos, it's okay. Even though you only said one of the two brachos, one brach is not machmas the other. You might have thought, unless you say both, you're not yotzei. And if you only said one, you have to repeat it later on. No, he says, saying one is okay for that bracha. It's not machmas. You don't have to say the two together. That's the statement that Rav Zrika made. And from that, they inferred that the bracha was yotzer. Now, how did they make that inference? It makes very good sense. If you say that the bracha that he said that there was the one bracha they made was Yotzerar, have Yomer, Haimu the bracha was Enamak was Zuazo. We can see his statement that if you said one and you don't say the other, it's not Ma'akiv. It doesn't prevent you from being Yotzer, the one that you said. Why is that? The low comre Avaraba. Because he didn't say Avaraba. It was the time already to say Yotzerar. And therefore, he said Yotzer Or, which means, of course, it's the time to say Ava Rabba. Yotzer Or, you have to be a certain amount of light outside in order to say Yotzer Or. So therefore, from the fact that he said that the brachas are in Ma'akvos, it must be that both of them were able to be said. And he only said one of them. Oh, how do you know that both of them were able to be said? It must have been the time to say both of them. So he must have said Yotzer Or. That's the implication. That's the inference from his statement. Because if he had only said Ava Rabba, Eliyam is Ava Rabba, Havu, Amre, if he had said that the one bracha that said was Ava Rabba, how does that prove anything? My bracha said Ma'akvos Uzu. How does that prove his statement that the brachas are Ma'akvos? Maybe, Duma, Haidelo Amre Yotzerar, Mishum Delo Motas Man Yotzerar. Vichimotas Man Yotzerar, Heavy Amre. So therefore, it's an inference from the fact that he said the brachas are in Ma'akvos, it must have been that both are ready with his mind to say it. And it's not Ma'akiv if you say Yotzerar and you don't say Ava Rabba. Oh, that's. Oh, all right, implication that he was saying the bracha Yotzerar. But if he said the only bracha that he said was Ava Rabba, you know why? Maybe it wasn't the time yet to say Yotzerar. So everybody would agree that you're not Ma'akev if it's not the time. If I said the bracha Birchas HaTorah today and I didn't say the bracha Leshia Basukah, we don't say they're not Ma'akev one or the other. One has nothing to do with the other. It's not Ma'akev one to the other.
not today, Leishim Basukah. So if it's not the Zman for Yotzerar, of course it can't be Ma'akiv the Bracha of Abba Rabba. So it'd be no Chiddush for him to say that they said one Bracha and it's not Ma'akiv Zuazu. It must be that both of them were able to be said. If both of them were able to be said, the Chiddush is that he said Yotzerar and it's not Ma'akiv Abba Rabba. So that's an inference.
So Yotzerar, because of light, you have to
say
it later.
Yeah, you have to say it at an earlier point in time, Abba Rabba, then you can say Yotzerar. Yotzerar has to be said at a later point in time. But the fact that he proved that they're not Ma'akiv, it must be that it was the later time. Oh, that's his inference, the good inference. So when it says, no, we're not talking about Psak Halacha. I should mention that, you know, I would love to be able to go through, much as I try to say every now and then when I can. But also, give a little plug for my Mishnah Berurah Yomi program. So on the OU Torah, the daf is on YU Torah, we're on the equal opportunity. So on OU Torah, you can go through, we have all the, it's almost, almost five volumes of Mishnah Berurah now, every day, a 20-minute shiur, one Amud, 20 minutes or less. And if you want, you can go look in the Ein Mishpat, you go look up in the Halachos, Kriya Shema, and just go to that, and you can hear an entire sugya on that subject from the Mishnah Berurah inside. So, for those that want to, you would do Halach L'maisa. But here, any bracha that you say, it's not Ma'akiv, that is correct. If you only could say one, you know, so then you say that one, it's not Ma'akiv. So that's correct, Halach L'maisa. But you should obviously try to say both together. Okay. So that's his inference rather than an outright statement. V'michlala Ma'i. So what? Well, who? What practical difference does it make if you tell me that he directly said it or it's an inference? The bottom line is, that's what it is. So Gemara says, no, the imichlala, because if you want to tell me it's an inference, then maybe your inference isn't 100% correct. Because la'olam avarabah halu'amri, maybe he actually would hold that they said avarabah. If the only thing is that it's not ma'akev, zeh, and you're telling me that's why it must be that he said yotzerar, I could say, no, that's not correct. V'chimotas man yotzerar hava'amri le. Because maybe it wasn't the time yet for yotzerar, and that's why he only said one bracha. It was early in the morning, they only said the bracha of avarabah. You said brachos em akva zuzu. So then, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is, my brachos em akva zuzu. Say there are brachos. If you wanted to say avarabba first, and then later on yotzer or when it's the time, that's not ma'akev. Maybe that's what he meant, that the order is not ma'akev. But maybe he really holds it. It was avarabba, and his statement that they're not ma'akev is going on the order and not on that you must say this one together with that one. So your inference could be actually incorrect. You couldn't guarantee me that his inference was that you have to say Otsar. I could learn now from his inference that he was saying even Avarabba, because maybe he's saying that the order is not Ma'akev. And therefore, you can't bring me Mirai if this was an inference. If he stated it, so then that's what he said, Yotzer Or. But if it's an inference, then we don't have a Raya that he said Yotzer Or, not Avarabba. Okay. Next. So what did they do the rest of the morning? We requote what they did. V'korin Asora Hadibros. Shema, Avoyim, Shema, Avyoma, Emes, Yatsi, Vavod, Birchas, Kohanim. Those are the rest of the brachas that they said after the first bracha of either Yotzer or Avarabba. So that's a requoting of the brisa that we had. Amar Rav Yehuda, Mishmol, another statement Rudy made in the name of Shmuel. Af b'gvulin, bikshu likros, kein. In the gvulin. Gvulin is a term that would mean for outside the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Doesn't only mean at the borders. It means any place outside the Beis HaMikdash. They said, this is a great idea. People went up to the Beis HaMikdash. They heard them say, the Aseres Hadibros, they said, let's add this to the davening, to the daily davening in our shul. So that's what they thought. That's what Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said. They wanted to do this. However, Elo Shekvar Bitlum Mipnei Taromes Haminim. But the rabbis already outthought them. And the rabbi said, don't incorporate the Aseres Hadibros into the formal part of the davening every day. Why not? Because of the Taromes Haminim. The people who are unfortunately apostates, the people that don't believe in the Torah Baal Peh, they only say the Torah Shemiksav. You know what's going to happen? They're going to say, well, the Luchos were only given on Har Sinai, not Kol HaTorah Kula, not the entire Torah Shemiksav and the entire Torah Baal Peh. That was all given on Har Sinai, the Minim, these Apikorsim. They're going to say over here, the only thing that was given on Har Sinai is the Luchos, the Aseres Hadibros. And if you incorporate that into the davening, that will strengthen their hand. Hey, why didn't the rabbis bring Parshas Lech Lecha into the regular davening? Because that's man-made. Moshe Rabbeinu is a very good author. He wrote that stuff, but that's not really divine. That wasn't given on Har Sinai. The only thing given on Har Sinai is the Moshe carrying down the 10 tablets, is every artist rendition, right? So that's the Iker. And therefore, the rabbi said, we got to nip this in the bud to say that this is the only Torah Sinai. So therefore, he said, don't say it every day. It will give them food for their incorrect thoughts. Hey, how come the rabbis instituted the Aseres Hadibros every day? Must be that that's the only Iker, Torah Misinai. So that's what they wanted to do. The rabbis wanted to, but the rabbi said, no, don't do that. That's the answer. Tanam Yochi, of a Bryce in support of this statement, I mentioned many, many times, when an Amori makes a statement, so they knew all the Mishnayos, but they didn't necessarily know all the Bryces. Some of the Bryces are not as well known. And when we have the word Tanya, it usually means it wasn't as well known a Bryces. So Tanya Nam Yochi means that there's a Bryce in support of the Amoraic statement. You'll never find Tanan Nam Yochi. The Mishnah supports what the Amora says, because then they would have said the Mishnah says, because they knew the Mishnah is by heart. Rishat the Shlita would say that the Faher to be a Tana, an Amora, was you had to know all the Shisha Sidri Mishnah. You had to know all the Mishnahs. So you never find an Amora saying Tanan Nami Hachi, you'll only find Tanya Nami Hachi. So that's a very important idea. Okay. So the Brisa supports what Yehuda Mishul said, Rav Nosson Omer, Bigvulin Bikshulikros K. In the Gvulin they wanted to add the Aseret Sedibros is part of the regular corpus of davening. Elo shvar bitlum ne'atar rumas aminim. But the rabbis already preempted that and said, no, don't do that. Rabbi Barachana sovel makvinu bisura. Similarly, later on, years later, Rabbi Barachana said, let's do the same thing in Surah. He said, he was the Rav of the Shtad of Surah, one of the big major bastions of Judaism in Babel. And he said, I want to institute that we should say Aseret Sedibros every day is part of the davening. So they already said, nope, the rabbi said that's not a good idea. Likewise, he wanted to do in the other major bastion, one of the other major bastions of Judaism in Babel, which was the city of Nardoi, and he was the head of that city, and he said, let's do it over there. And Amalei Rav Ashi, they told him, no, nope, the rabbi said that's not a good idea. So what is the deal? Should you or should you not say Aseret Sedibros every day? So the only, sounds like it says he shouldn't, right? However, as we've often pointed out, you can't paskin from a Gemara. You have to look at the Rishon, you have to look at all the Nosei Kelim and Shulchan Aruch. In fact, we don't incorporate the Aseret Sedibros into the davening, but many poskim say it's a very appropriate thing for a person to say. If you look in all the Siddurim, they always have the Aseret Sedibros right after davening. So it is considered a very appropriate thing to say the Aseret Sedibros every day. Rav Sadia Gaon brings down because it really has Kol HaTorah Kul in it. Why do people want to do Aseret Sedibros? Because Rav Sadia Gaon says you can bring out all Taryag Mitzvos from the Aseret Sedibros. So therefore, you're really stating the Torah is Misinai. The whole Torah is Misinai. But since it could have led to a mistake in impression by some people from the Minim, so the rabbi said, don't codify it as the standard part of the davening, but it's a wonderful thing to say by yourself. Be your chidus. Either before or after the davening. And that's why most of the Siddurim, in fact, have it. Which Aseret Sedibros should you say? So it's an interesting custom that you say the one in Yisro in the morning, and you say the one in Voes Chanan in the afternoon. But that's not the way the Siddurim print it. Most of the Siddurim just print the one that is in Yisro, and you just say it in the morning, and that is a very valid custom. It's not a din, you don't have to, but it's certainly a very valid custom for people that want to do so. Okay. Then we requote the Brisa, and we said that on Shabbos they would say the Mishnah actually they were from Talmud, so they actually say over there one bracha. The Mishnah that was leaving would wish it. The Mefarshim explained which Mishnah said to wish. Our Mishnah didn't state it, so the Mefarshim explained that the Mishnah that was leaving would say it to the Mishnah that was coming in. I'll explain why in a moment. Very nice idea. So my bracha achas. What exactly is this bracha? Tosfos points out it's very strange over here. Teimuk tzas. Second little Tosos. Mahi, what is this bracha? Ho, v'lesbo, loshev, lo malchus. This isn't a baruch ato Hashem, elokeinu melech olam bracha. This was, I hope you guys do a good job today and have a nice day. That type of bracha. Very strange thing. So I'm with Chelbo. Mishma ha-yotze, omer le-mishma ha-nichnas. The mishma that was leaving, specifically, you say to the mishma that was entering in, Misha shocha ne-shemo babayis hazeh, the one whose presence is over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who yashkin b'neichem, he should dwell amongst you over here. With Ava, Achbo, Shalom, Vireyos. You should have peace and love, and it should be a very nice, calm day. Okay? What? What's going on over here? So, the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Dierenfeld Sefer, I mentioned many times, there's a famous Sefer Beis Yosef, which is not the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, in Shulchan Aruch, but Rabbi Dierenfeld Zetzal was a huge Talmud Chacham. He wrote a beautiful Sefer on Brach, it's called the Beis Yosef, and he quotes, he's a Likud Sefer, he gathers many things, so he quotes the Smichas Chachamim. And he says over here that when you give a bracha to a friend, you say, I hope you have a nice day, that's like saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. You should have a nice day. In other words, your brachas that you're giving are really, you're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give you a, you know, whatever I'm wishing that you should have. So you don't take a bracha. We had it earlier previously. It has real power behind it. The person understands where all the brachas come from. So that's a very nice idea. But still, why is this bracha over here? Why is the mishmor that's leaving saying to the mishmor that's coming in, you should have peace? So, Ben, you're not going to like this so much. Maybe other Kohanim aren't going to like this much. Because Kohanim tend to fight, right? We know that's one of their strengths, is Kohanim. They're so zealous in their performance of mitzvos. But, at the same time, they need a little bit of blessing of Ava. So therefore, they specifically say, we're leaving. We're not upset that you're kicking us out. You're taking over our job, right? You know, most people, when the presidents leave office, they go, you know, they have a couple of photo ops, but they hate each other sometimes, right? So, the Kohanim that are leaving are basically blessing the Kohanim that are coming in, saying, we're not upset at you for taking over our job. That's one explanation. Another explanation will be a very nice idea is that this was written, this custom was written before they had the pious, before they had the lottery. Now, the lottery in those days was made because the Kohanim would fight. They'd push each other off the ramp because they used to have a race. Whoever got to the top first, so he was the one that did the avoda. So, yeah, Gemara relates several stories where they pushed him off, he broke his arm, he hurt him. So, therefore, they were saying this is before the lottery. So therefore, before they had the lotteries, they said, listen, have peace. Have a race if you want to, but don't push each other. You know, take it easy. So that's the essence of this bracha over here, of Ava v'achva v'shalom v'reyus. They specifically needed over here. They were also zealous to do the Avodas Hashem, so it could lead to fighting, Rachmona Litzlan. Gemara has several cases of that actually happening. So therefore, this was the interesting idea of the bracha that they gave to each other. That's from the Mashal out of what I just said. Okay. And that's why it specifically was the mishmar that was leaving would say to the mishmar that was coming in. Okay. Next, Malkum Shamul Harich. Now we go back to the mishnah. We said that if a bracha is supposed to be a long bracha, i.e. a bracha that ends with bracha to Hashem, at the end of the bracha, because it's a long bracha, so you're not allowed to shorten it, and a bracha that's a short bracha, you're not allowed to lengthen it. Since we have this discussion about brachas, the Gemara goes into an aside. And it starts off with the word pshita. Pshita sometimes means it's obvious what you said, but now it's what the saying is, it's this din that we're about to say is obvious. We're setting you up for the question that we want to get to. But before we can get to that, we can't just start off with the question. We have to lay the basis for the argument. So pshita, it's clear to us, the Gemara says, that the din is as follows. Hecho de konokit kasu de chama biyode. Somebody picks up a glass of wine in his hand. Bracha, Bari Priyak Goffin, obviously. But the Kasava de Shichro, he asked for a glass of beer. Instead, he has a glass of wine in his hand, but he didn't know that. He thinks he has a glass of beer over here in his hand. Kasava de Shichro. So on Shichro, you make a Shahako. So he starts off, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Upasach Umevarech Adaito de Shichro. When he says the words, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, I'm going to enjoy this glass of beer in a moment, that's what his mind is on. Shahako. To see him, but then he looks inside the glass and says, whoa, they gave me wine. Okay, Bari Priya Goffin. No harm, no foul, right? I didn't say any words unnecessary. I just had the wrong intention when I said Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, and now I switch over, Bari Priya Goffin. To see him in the Chamra. So the Pshita, that's obvious, Yotze. You're Yotze over here because you said the right bracha. Because the Inami, because what would have happened if by accident you're drinking a glass of wine and you set a shahakal on it? You're drinking grape juice, and you think it's diluted grape juice that's a shahakal. And it turns out afterwards, no, it really was real grape juice, and it should have been a bar priya goffin. But you made a shahakal on it. So what do? You go ask the rabbi, what should I do? He says, you're a yotze. Okay, no problem. Because bid the ebed, the inami, im omar shahakal, ni ebed varo, yotze. Because if a person by accident were to make a shahakal on something that you're supposed to make a bar priya goffin on, you're yotze. Because shahakal is the generic bracha. If you don't know what to say, which shouldn't be your lechatchila practice, if you're ever in doubt what bracha to say, so you make a shahakal. Sometimes you go to an affair, or you go buy some item, and you have no idea what's in it. You read the ingredients, you still don't know what's in it. You make a shahako. You try to find out. But when in doubt, a shahako will always work.
Say the bracha before you eat it.
I'm sorry, of course.
Say the bracha before you eat it.
Of course. Mm-hmm. But you don't know what it is. Right? None of us here would want to take a brachas for her right now. All the cereals that they have, you know, is this cornflakes? Is it made from milled corn? Is it made from flakes of corn? There's a big difference. If it's made from milled corn, you make a shahakal. If you make it from pieces of corn, you make an adama. So you have to really know. Just because it's cornflakes, every cornflakes could be different. The Kellogg's cornflakes could be different than the generic brand cornflakes. You have to know. You can't always tell. Sometimes you can tell from reading the ingredients, sometimes you can't. So when in doubt, you make a shahako. But you should try to find out beforehand. You go to the brachos list. They have all the kosher companies. They put out the brachos on the various things. Because you have no way of knowing what type of of a material is making up this, what sounds like it's Adama, but it may really be a Shahakal. So in any event, if you make a wrong bracha, you always yell to you if it's Shahakal. The Hatnan, because we'll learn this later on in the Masechta. When we get to the brachos part of the Masechta, the brachos on food, the brachos on other things, Akula, Mimama Shakal, Yabivari Yotze, Pid the Yavid Yotze with Shakal. Elahecha, the question is, Elahecha, the Karnakit Kasa Yishikho Biyode, you have a glass of beer in your hand, and you thought because of the Chamriho, and you thought it was wine. So when you're saying the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Upasach Ubarach Adai to the Chamra, you're starting off with your mind saying a Bari Pri Agafen, but you wouldn't be Yotze with a Bari Pri Agafen on beer. That's the wrong bracha. It's not a bidyevit acceptable. The siyam b'dishichra, my. So now the question is, if you started off with a bar priyagaf in the morning, but you ended with the right bracha shahako for the beer, are you yotze? Is the essential thought that you had during the bracha tashem al-kinu machalom critical? Or is it no? What did you ultimately conclude that's critical? My. That's the question. Bossi, ikka brachas lida. The ikka brachas bracha tashem al-kinu machalom, declaring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's omnipotence over the whole world. And you had the wrong intention then, so maybe you're not Yotze. But what's a chasima lina? Bottom line is, you said, over here, shahakol niyabidvaro, so you were Yotze. You didn't say bari priyagofen, which you would not be Yotze for. That's the Gemara's question. My. So toshma, we try to bring a raya, what's the world is doing over here? So bring a raya from kriyashma. Toshma, shachris, if a person is saying in shachris time, pasal be Yotzer or, he intended to say over here Yotzer or. But by accident, it gets mixed up. And don't tell me this has never happened to any of you, that you said the wrong bracha by Shachris and Mar, because it happens to a lot of people sometimes, but hopefully not too regularly, that you're half asleep when you're davening, unfortunately, and you start off saying the Mar of davening in Shachris, or the Shachris davening in Mar. And then you correct yourself, right? It's like the people that are going Slach Lano in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and Shabbos. And, you know, it happens, unfortunately. We're human beings. We should try to do better. So if you're saying Shachris, the Yotza are when you're starting the bracha, the Seim b'Mar of Aravim, lo Yotza. You ended off Marav Aravim. So it looks like over here, the Raya is going to be, the end is the critical thing, not the beginning. Your intention at the beginning was right, but your conclusion at the end was wrong. You're not Yotze. That seems to be the Raya to the answer. Pasach b'Marav Aravim, at Marav time, if you start off, by Shachris time, if you started off in thinking you're saying Marav Aravim, but then you quickly change, if you see him, Yotze, you are Yotze. So you see that the conclusion seems to be the important thing. Likewise, by Marav time, Arav is possible Marav Aravim. You started saying Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, saying Marav Aravim, but you ended up by accident to see him be Yotzer Lo Yotze, you're not Yotze. And possible be Yotzer by Marav time, you started off with the intention of saying Yotzer Or, but see him be Marav Aravim Yotze. So the first part over here, before we get to the Klalo Shodavar, seems to clearly say that the end, the conclusion, is the critical thing, and what you have during the Tchila, albeit that's Iker, that's the essence of the bracha, is not as critical. And then we have Kol Shadavar, like we're knocking it in again. The rule is, Hakol Holech Achar Chosam. So the concluding part of this brisa says, you clearly over here go after the ending. So the implication from the first part and the concluding statement both seem to go, answer our question, that it's the conclusion that's critical, not the Ikka Bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, thinking that is critical. Moreh says, not so fast. You can't bring me a raya to our wine beer question from this Yotzer or Marav Aravim question. Shiny Hossam, that's different. Because you end off there with a bracha. You're ending off, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamariv Aravim, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzer Hamiyoros. So you're ending off with a bracha. That's why you're Yotzer over there. But when you're saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kem Achlam, Shakon Yebidvaro, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kem Achlam, Bar Piyagopin, there's no ending of the bracha. So the Iker part is the Baruch Atah Hashem. By Yotzer or Emar of Aravim, you have another Iker part. That's why Yotze. Shiny awesome. They call him a Baruch Yotze Amioros. So therefore, you can't bring me a Raya from there. Maybe that's not the same as Shakon Yevivora and Bar Priya Gofen. So now, this answer works out great according to Rav. A famous machlok is Rav and Rav Yochanan that we'll have later in the Masechta as well. Hanichel Rav, who says that the Iker Bracha is the Omar called Bracha Shein Bo Haskaras Hashem, and no Bracha Shapir. According to Rav, the essence of a Bracha is the Baruch Atah Hashem part. The Elokeinu Melech Olam is nice, but that's not the Iker part. So we only end up Baruch Atah Hashem Yotze Amoros, Baruch Atah Hashem Marav Aravim. We don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Yotze Amoros. So according to Rav, who says you did say the Iker part, we understand why it's shiny awesome. There's no Raya one way or the other here because you ended off with the Iker part anyway. But according to Rav Yochanan, I call Baruch Hashem Ba Malchus. You need Shem and Malchus according to Rav Yochanan. You need to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam in order for it to be a valid bracha. Ain't no bracha. So my Eichel Meimar, according to him, this answer isn't a good answer. Shmuel says, you're right. Ella, Kivan the Omer, Rabba Barula, Kidei Lahaske, Midas Yom, Balayla, Midas Lailu Bayom. Yesterday we'd said, how come we have over here a mentioning of Yotzer Or Vori Choshech? because we would have to want to mention in the morning Yotzer Or v'Rechoshech, and we want to say that go Lord Rechoshech v'Rechoshech b'nei Or. So we want to mention by day, day and night, and by night, night and day. So therefore, Ki Kama Bracha Umalchus Meikara Atavayu Kama. So he said, no, your original thought was Mariv Arabim, but Mariv Arabim incorporates also Golil Or Mibnei Choshev v'Choshev b'nei Or. So your original thought wasn't just on Mariv Arabim, it was really on Yotzer Or as well. That's why you're Yotzer. But you can't bring me any Raya to what would the din be by beer and wine. So bottom line is, the Raya from Yotzer Or, Mariv Arabim, isn't a good Raya one way or the other. So we're left with our original question. Try again. Toshma, bring another Brisa. Which one is it? Is it the Iker Bracha, or is it the conclusion by beer and wine? So try from the following Brisa. Misefa, not a new one, what we just read, the Klola Shaldover at the end. Klola Shaldover, we seem to stay over there. Ha Klola Lecha Charechosum. So it seems to say that's the answer. Now, we mentioned many times in the previous cycles that we've learned, let's say it again here, I think for the first time, whenever we say Klola Shaldover, we rarely mean Klola Shaldover. We don't give general rules. It's usually coming to add an additional case. So, Klolo Shodavi Gemara says, Lasuyi Mai. What are you coming to add on over here? What case are you coming to add on over here? Lav Lasuyi Hodamoran. Isn't it our case over here of the beer and wine? Isn't that the Chiddush over here? That the end is the critical thing and not the Baruch HaShem HaKeinu Melech Olam? Asked and answered. That's the answer to the question. The end is the critical thing. Gemara says, Lo. Can't bring it right from there. Lasuyi Nama V'Tamrit. That is talking about another thing. If a person eats dates and a person eats bread, so you make a bracha achrona, bread lav davkas, ho machlokas over here, whether it means bread or it means a mizonos. So on dates, which is one of the Zion, the seven things that Eretz Yisrael is noted for, so you make al eitz, v'al priya eitz. And on al hamichya, on mizonos, you make al hamichya v'al hakakola. So they're two different brachas. You're not yotze if you say the one on the other. So many say that's what it's talking about. Others say no, it's talking about benching versus an ala eitz. In any event, it's simple to learn it ala michya versus ala eitz. So that's the way I learn it. But there's another opinion that says that it could be talking about benching. So it says that's what this din is teaching us over here, to teach us an additional din of nama and tamri. So someone says, what are you talking about? Hechidami. Ilema the ochal nama that he ate bread because of the tamri. He was having a mizonos and he thought it was flour and it really was dates that it was made from. So you have to make an ala eitz and not an ala michya. Ochal uposach adayt in the tamri. And he starts off over here saying ala eitz, al pri eitz. V'siyem bin nahama, and when he started, not that he said the word ala eitz, al pri eitz. He said, Baruch Ad Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and he had in mind that this is going to be an ala eitz. And then he realizes, wait a second, no, that was flour. And he changes it to ala michya, ala kakola, hainu bayin. So how does that answer our question? Oh, that's our question. Are you yotzei or not yotzei in this situation? So that can't give us an answer one way or the other. So Gemara says lo tzricha. So no, the real chiddush over here of saying nama v'tamre, he called the ochal tamre. He was eating dates v'kasover nama the other way around, and he thought it was bread. So when he or mizonos. So when he started off saying baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, either for ala michya or for benching, ochal upasa v'tamre. He had in mind it's going to be an ala michya or the actual benching. V'siyim v'tamre. But he realized no, it's not. And he said ala eitz y'al pri eitz. In that situation, he's yotzei. Why? Nothing to do with whether the ikur is the beginning or the ikur is the end. It has to do with the afilu siyim b'dinahama yami yotzei. Because guess what? If you said an ala michya, or you actually benched the first brach of benching, azonas hakol, if you ate dates, you would be yotzei. Why is that? My time at the tamri nami mezen zayne. Because dates over here have the capability of also filling you up. And there's a shita, we don't pass it like this as well. There's a shita that says that you could bench after you have dates. Because there's zan and hazon is sakol, so there's a shita that says you could bench. Here we have another statement over here, it's Chanina instead of Chinina. We have a number of statements in his name. Anybody that doesn't say Yatziv and Ochon, Emes V'Yatziv, that's how they refer to it, because it's really connected. You just go right, Emes V'Yatziv, Emes V'Muna. So anybody that doesn't say them in their proper places, Lo Yatziv Dechavos, you didn't fulfill your obligation. What do you mean, you didn't fulfill your obligation? You didn't fulfill your obligation to say that. You're still a Yatziv Shema, but you didn't fulfill your obligation in the most optimal way. Shenema, where we get this from, the famous pasuk, Lahagid Baboke Chazdecho, V'Munoscha Balelos. So Rashi explains over here, the Rashi is found towards the start of the wider lines, the last of the thinnest lines on the bottom. So it says, Ubichas Emes Yatziv Kul Al Chesed Sh'osim Abuseinu. We thank HaKadosh Baruch for all the wonderful things He's done for us. Sh'osim Mitzrayim, V'Bakalem Hayam, He took us out of Mitzrayim, split the Yam Suf, the V'Ram, and He took us through the desert. And brachas emes v'muna, the ninth time bracha, medaber bo af al ha'asidos shanu mitzapen. That's a more reference to the future that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do for us all the good things. So that's why, if you don't say this, b'haki b'boch ha'sech, to praise Hashem in the morning, the amunas v'alelos, that we have a muna, that you're going to do it again to us in the evening, you're not yotzei. That's a very important thing. Okay. Another statement, Rabbi bar chinin or chanin, it should be, sabo mishmei d'rav, ha'mispalu kishu koreya. When you're davening, when you're bent over, how do you daven when you're bent over? Korea b'baruch, you bend down when you say baruch, atah, and then Hashem, ukishu zokev, zokev b'shem, and you lift yourself upright after you bow down. Only certain parts of the Shemoneh Esrei. Again, we're always talking about spal means Shemoneh Esrei. So you only do it at the beginning and end of the first bracha of Mogin Avram, and the beginning and end of the bracha of Modim. Those are the only two brachas. You're not allowed to bow down at the beginning and end of any other bracha. So those are the only two brachas you're allowed to bow down from. And how do you bow down? When you say baruch, you bow down, and you lift up, you say the same of Hashem. When do you do that? So it's a machlokas. The Magen Taluma brings down that you are actually uprighting yourself during the same of Hashem. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, no, you should be upright by the time you say the same of Hashem. In any event, that's what he said. Amar Shmuel, my time of the Rav, where'd he get this from? What's the rationale? The pasuk says, Hashem Zokei Kefufim, one of the 15 brachas we say every morning. Zokei Kefufim. Hashem makes the bent over upright, so therefore, we should be upright when we say the shame of Hashem. Meitzvah, the pasuk says, wait a second. Mipnei Shemi, Nichasu. When you say my name, you should be humbled. You should be Nichas, bent over. Rashi says, we're Loshon Achno. You should be subservient to me. So how can you say that you stand up when you say the shame of Hashem? I should still be subservient to you. So Miksiv, Sugmar answers, Miksiv, Bishmi, it says, Mipnei Shemi, before my name. So you should be humble. But why don't you say my name? Zokei Kufim, you should be upright. Like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, you should be fully upright already at that point in time. So that's what it says, Siv. Amalei Shmuel, Chia Barav, Shmuel said to Rav's son, Chia, right? And he said to him, Bar Oryon, the son of a lion. Shmuel was very much in respect and awe of Rav. He was always giving cover to Rav. He held that Rav was greater than him. Even though we pass him often like Shmuel over Rav, sometimes we pass like Rav over Shmuel, Dinim versus Isurim. In any event, Shmuel gave tremendous cover to Rav. So when Yehuda went to learn to him afterwards, he would always ask him, what did Rav say? And here he told Chia, Rav's son, I want to tell you, Bar Oryon, son of a lion, you son of the great person. Talk, come over here. The aim of I'll tell you a nice vart that your father said over. Right? Everybody loves to say, hear a vart that their parents said, a relative of theirs said. She said, no, I'll tell you a great vart your father said. Here's what your father said. When you bend down, like we just said, you should go and be bent down when you say the Baruch Atah part, the Baruch part at least, and be upright or become upright when you say the Shem Hashem. Rav Sheshes would bow down. How would he do this? So Rashi said he did it like a chizra, a shavit, a stick, beyond other, like in hands of a person. When you bend it down, you do a bevas achas. In other words, you bend the whole body like this. You go straight down. You bend the whole body straight down. When we would stand up, he would stand up like a snake. So in other words, he would lift his head up first and then lift up the rest of his body. Okay, again, a whole discussion, halacha, how one should do this. There are many different ways to do this. Many suggest that you should bow down with your head also bowing down, not just your body bowing down, your head should bow down. When you lift up your head first, but your body is still in a humbler position as you arise into the straight position. Okay. Another statement, either Rechinina or Rechinina said, Saba in the name of Rab. Kol Hashana. This has to do with the Aseres Mei Tshuva, the change in the girsa. So all year long, the minhag is over here to go and say Kel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, and Melech HaYitzchak HaMishpat instead of HaMelech HaMishpat. That's the girsa that we have all year long. Chutz me'asar yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, except between the Aseres Mei Tshuva. Then Shemispalel HaMelech HaKadosh VaMelech HaMishpat. We change the girsa from HaKel to HaMelech because we're recognizing that period of time Hashem's Malchus on this world. Rabbi Elazar, Amar Afilu, Amar Akel HaKadosh Yotzi. He says, nah, not so important. This is not halacha l'maisa. We hold that if you miss during that time, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So Rabbi Elazar disagrees. He says, no, even if you say Akel HaKadosh Yotzi, why is that? Because the pasuk says, Shinema, V'yigba Hashem Tzvakos Ba'mishpat, during the time that Hashem Tzvakos is in Mishpat, the Akel HaKadosh Nikdash Mitztok, he's still called Akel HaKadosh. As the Gemara says, Emosai, when is this V'yigba Hashem Tzvakos Ba'mishpat? When is God sitting in judgment on us? El Asar Yomim, Shemei Rosh Hashanah, V'ad Yom HaKippur. It's from the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur. We'll see in a moment a very beautiful vort. It says until Yom Kippur. It doesn't say through Yom Kippur. It's ad, The ad b'chlal, but sometimes it's ad below ad b'chlal. So this is a strange lashon over here. It's the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur is one way to read this. And yet it says, v'yibayashem tzvokos, b'mishpot, when he's in mishpot, you say, v'kom ha'kel ha'kadosh. So he disagrees and says, even if you say ha'kel ha'kadosh, then fine. What does it mean, ad Yom Kippur? So I saw a beautiful vart over here that brings down, from also the Beis Yosef, he brings down that the Magid Taluma says over here that it really means from Erev Rosh Hashanah, that's day one, until the ninth day of the Seres Bei Tshuva. That's what it means over here, ad Yom Kippurim. And he says, Halach l'maisa nafkamina, if you make a Misha Berach on Yom Kippur, he holds, I don't think this is the way we hold, but he holds that you wouldn't say over here that Hashem should save us, l'chavud Yom HaDin. You don't say l'chavud Yom HaDin, because it's no longer technically Yom HaDin, he says, on Yom Kippur. That's a day of Rachamim, and not a day of Din. Okay, I don't think that's the way the belt holds, but it's a nice, interesting idea that Magid Taluma brings down over here. Why does it say ad Yom HaKippur? It doesn't say Mirosh Hashanah through Yom HaKippur. Okay, in any event, that's a little nice, little Jewish on the side. How do we pass it? Melech HaKadosh or Kel HaKadosh? Which one? Mayhavi Allah, what's the din? Amr of Yosef, HaKel HaKadosh, Umelech HaYitzchak HaMishpat. Even if you say the wrong gear, so you're Yotzei. Rabba Amar HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat. You have to say both of them correctly, or else you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. And the Gemara says we pass like Rabbah. But again, as I mentioned a minute ago, and I mentioned again now, we don't pass it from a Gemara. So even though the Gemara seems to conclude Hilchos Ki Rabbah, that's not the way we pass it. And Halacha L'maisa, we pass it that the only one you go back for is HaMelech HaKadosh. Even though there is an opinion that does say L'maisa, that you go back for Melech HaMishpat, you have to go back if you say Melech Weitzdok or Mishpat, we don't pass it like that. And certainly for all the other inclusions, Zochreinu L'chaim, etc., Michamocha, all the other, the four insertions, you don't go back if you didn't say them. You should say them, but you don't go back. We continue another statement. If your friend Nebuch is in distress, and you don't daven for him, if you don't feel bad for him and try to help them out, you're considered a sinner. We're all one unit. Right? If your toe gets sick, your arm doesn't say, well, it's only my toe, who cares? Right? Your arm is infected by it. Right? There's an infection in your toe, so your whole body can die. So you have to understand, Klai Yisrael is all one. So if somebody else in Klai Yisrael is sick, you should feel bad about that. If somebody's in distress, you should feel bad about that. I should feel bad about that. And therefore, if we don't do something about it, we don't die for them, we're called the Chote. So the Apostle says, gamon lili mechatol Hashem meachol ispalo badchem. Shmuel says, it would be terrible for me if I didn't daven for you on your behalf. Amar Rava, im tamu chacham hu, and the Bach adds the words over here, v'tzorich l'rachamim, if the tamu chacham is the one who's sick and needs help, needs mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so shiach la'atzmo lov. It's not enough to just say, Misha Berach, you should make yourself sick over this. You should do all sorts of things to really help him out. Why? My time up. Ilayim ha'mishum t'chsev, because of the following pasuk, v'ein chole mikem alai, v'gula as Oznai, is that the pasuk over here that you're referring to? No, that's David HaMelech talking. As Rashi says over here, this pasuk is referring over here to David HaMelech. Right? It says, where's the Rashi? Doeg v'Achitofel. David was David for Doeg and Achitofel over here. So they were his Tamid Echam, even though they were both Rishonim. They both died at a young age. One died at 33, one died at 34. So they died at a young age. So when they got sick or before they died, so David HaMelech davened for them. So it says, maybe that's because over here, it's the king. You can bring it right from there. It's not Dilma Melech Shiny. Maybe the king is different. So the Gemara says, Elam Yehocha, this is the pasuk over here. V'ani b'chalosam levushe v'gomer. So this is what it's talking about over here, that we just said. Is that Rashi again? I just lost the place. It's just that. Bechalosam. So this is the pasuk. I'm sorry, I read it before the pasuk. I'm talking about Tova. Before I was talking about for David, and now it's all about David davening for them. Okay, so therefore you see, it's not only a king that you have to do this for. It's even for a regular Talmud Chacham. So therefore, that's where you learn out. You have to even make yourself sick davening for them. Another statement: Rabbi Berchinin or Chanina Sabel Mishmei the Rab Kolos Dover Dvar Avera Umisbayish. If a person does a sin, we're human beings. Unfortunately, we're going to sin sometimes. But if we're upset about sinning, Umisbayish Bo. If we make ourselves embarrassed, if we're sad that we sinned over here, Mochlu Akol Avonosav. Then Hakadosh Baruch Hu is willing to be Moichlas. Shinemar Laman Tiskriv Avosht. So this shows us that if you have a busha. One of the way you know that you're a Jewish person is you're a baisha. You're embarrassed that you do something wrong. You're not arrogant about, I did this avera, I'm proud of myself. You're embarrassed about doing the avera. So then it says that the tzibur over here will be saved in the cheskel. So more says maybe that's only a tzibur. If the told tzibur said that they did a sin, they're embarrassed about a sin. Do mitzibur shiny. So maybe it's different by a tzibur and an individual this doesn't apply to. So more says no. El mihocha. Vayomer Shmuel o Shaul. Shmuel tells to Shaul, lo mehir gastadi lalos usi. When Shaul's going into battle against the Plishtim, the battle he ultimately gives up his life for, so he had no way of knowing what the outcome would be. So he, as we'll see in the Gemara, he couldn't find out through the normal proper sources, so he raised up Shmuel from the dead. He did Maisa Ovi Yidoni, the famous story with the witch of Ein Dor. So he uses this witch and to bring up Shmuel from his death. So Shmuel says, what do you trouble me to bring me up over here? It's a tircha, it's a pain for me to be dead and then come back into this world. So Vayomer Shaul, Tzali Mod, I'm very, very sorry, Shmuel. Shmuel says, Rabbi, I'm very, very sorry. Uplishtim Nuchomim Bi, the Plishtim are fighting with us over here. And what's happening over here? The word should be Velukim, not Bashem. Velukim saw me alive on any. God, Midas Din, Elohim is the Midas Din, as opposed to Hashem, which is the Midas Rachman. That's why they changed the gears around on the side. So he's left me, he's not giving me an answer. Od gam biyad anaviim gam bechalomos. He hasn't even blown on me. Oh, he doesn't help me. The Neviim didn't tell me an answer. Gam bechalomos. I'm not getting a dream. I'm not getting a nevua or a chalom. Back with a cholod yeni ma'aseh. And therefore, I have to call you up, and you're my only source. She says, "Nu v'ilu urim v'tumim lo kamar." He didn't say, "Well, I asked the urim v'tumim, and they didn't answer me." Why didn't he say that? Mishum dekat le'lenov yakovan David was running away, and Novi Akoanim helped him out. They gave him some bread from the Lechem upon him, and they gave him Goliath's sword, and Shaul was very upset, and Doeg killed out the entire city. So he killed out all the Kohanim, and therefore the Kohanim were the ones that were in charge of the Urim V'Tumim, and therefore he was embarrassed today, and the Kohanim didn't answer, because there were no Kohanim left right there, because he killed them all. And how do we know that this was accepted? You're telling me this is the proof that an individual who's embarrassed about a sin, he didn't mention the Urim V'Tumim because he was embarrassed that there was no way to get to the Urim V'Tumim easily because he killed off so many Kohanim. So the Gemara says, we read the words, Vayom Shmuel lo Shaul, but that's who it was. Shaul was told by Shmuel that tomorrow you're going to go and join me. In other words, you're going to die. The Amr of Yochanan, imi b'michitzasi. In other words, you're coming to Olam Haba, and this is a raya that Shaul was saved over here because he wouldn't be going into Shmuel. Shmuel was in the loftiest places, and Shaul was going to join him. Shaul was a huge tzaddik, and he was going to nevertheless, even though he did something terrible wrong over here, his punishment would be his misa, and then he would be mechaper. So you see, this embarrassment over here, along with Yisurim and misa, was able to be mechaper for him. So that's how they have this understanding over here. Bini with me, imi in mechitzasi. Rabbanim say a different pasuk. They say mihocha da kaudim laHashem begiv Shaul bechir Hashem. They said we're going to hang over here. The givonim were upset that Shaul killed seven of them. So then Shaul was told through Ruach Hakodesh. David was told through Ruach Hakodesh go kill seven of Shaul's descendants, which he did. He hung them up. And it says go kill Shaul's descendants. Shaul's described as the bechir Hashem. What does that mean over here? Yotzeh Basko v'yomar, Bechir Hashem. Basko came out and said the end of the Pasuk. The people didn't say Shaul Bechir Hashem. When they said, hang him up, the descendants of Shaul, Hashem rang out with a Basko and said, Bechir Hashem. Amar Rav Yivo Ber Detrosi, Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Zvida, Bikshu Likva Parshas Bolok Kriyashma. They wanted to go and add another Pasuk into Kriyashma to add a whole section over there, the Parshas of Bolok, and in the Kriyashma, and they didn't. Why didn't they do this? Lo kavua mishum torach tzibah, be too long. Where it says, my time, what's so important to say over here? Ilam mishum tzibah kelmot yomim mitzrayim. If they wanted to stress the fact that it's yitzias mitzrayim, shalem parshas ribis parshas mishkalos tzibah and yitzias mitzrayim. Rashi goes through, and those parshas that deal with those things, it also says yitzias mitzrayim, and they're much shorter. So why not say those if you just want to get the idea of yitzias mitzrayim from parshas bola? Because it says over there, the similar to Bishach v'chol kumecha, karashachav kariu klavi mikimenu. So is that the idea? You want to have a similar pasuk to Bishach v'chol kumecha? So just read that pasuk. Why do you read the whole parasha bullock? It's a long parasha over there. Why do you want to hear that in everyday davening? So just read that pasuk. Shmuel says, no, Gemiri, because we have a Kabbalah. Gemiri means we have a Halacha Moshe Misina, or we have a tradition called Parsha, the Pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu, Paskinan. The whole Pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu, lo Paskinan. If Moshe Rabbeinu divided something up, we're allowed to divide it up. But if he didn't divide it up, there's no Peyer Samach over there, so we can't just pull out one or two Pesukim, we have to read the whole thing. Shmuel says, Now, let's look at the rest of the Shema. Parshat Tzitzis, Mipnei Makavua. Why did we insert the Vayomer into the Shema? So, Gemara says, Arba Yehuda, Baruch Aviva, Mipnei Sheyesh Bo Chamisha Dvarim, has five critical things in it that the rabbis wanted us to say every day in the Shema. Mitzvah Tzitzis, it has, that's one. You see, it's right, that's two. O Mitzvahs is three. Vidas Minim, that's possibly four. Hira Avera is possibly five. Vira Vodazara, that's possibly six. But we just said five, so some work out from these last three that either only two of the three were said, some actually aren't gorious the words Das Minim, others say that they're combined, some of them. In any way, it's a total of five. Now, Bishlam HaHaniklaas, the first three are specifically stated in the Parish of Vayomer. O Mitzos Dechsev, Risim Oso, Zechartim, Ischo Mitzos Hashem. Oh, that's what it tells me, the O Mitzos. Tzitzis Dechsev, Osulam Tzitzis, it says Beferish Tzitzis, fine. Yitzias Mitzrayim, so those three things are specifically stated. That's why we understand why the parish of Ayomer has them. Ela das minim here aver here avod azara minolam. Where are those alluded to? So what says the Tanya? If you follow your hearts, zuminas. That's following what the apikorsis inside of you says. That's acharei levavchem. Omer nova belibo en elokim. So therefore, we see inside your heart, that leads you apikorsis. Achrei neichem, that's what you see, it's the hira vera. A person sees things on the street, and he has hirurim. So that's what it's referring to. Shenema, v'yom shimshon elovim, osu kachli, ki hi yishar b'nai. He tells his father, it's a pella how he was able to tell his father, do shlichasun, that's part of his sin in a way. So he says, my eyes saw this, I want it. So Shimshon was led astray by his eyes. That's the hero of Era. And Atem Zonim Achareyam is the hero of Avodah Zarah. That's a reference to Avodah Zarah. V'chein Omer, Vayiznu Achareyam Baal. This Lashon over here of Zonim is a Lashon of Avodas Kochavim, Avodas Avodah Zarah. We'll stop over here. We'll say Kaddish now. We learned today, Lili Nisvach Yitzhak Ben Chaim, Harvey's father's yard sale.